Hey, 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 welcome back to Steel City Music, your host Gunner here on this fine Friday afternoon. It's beautiful outside, the sun is shining and everything is, oh wait, this is a pre-recorded show and I'm just guessing at all of this stuff. Well, not as bad as Steve Ruddick when he does the weather on CH, I guess, I don't know. There might be showers, there's a chance of showers, but there might be some sun, it could rain, we're not sure, but maybe move all the cushions in from your lawn furniture, but put them back outside, make yourself mental, yada yada yiddy. All right, this first hour of the show, interview with Meg from Well Pell, a new label out of Hamilton, Ontario. That's coming up in just a little bit on the back end of the show. And also, we'll spin some tracks from Lindy and Athanasia. They got a show coming up at the Club Absinthe, and we'll tell you about that. Weird saying that they have a show coming up at a bar, at a club. Really? Could there be a change in the momentum of the music industry here in Hamilton? Can live music actually make a comeback? We'll see. Also, we'll start the show off with the John Daly connection, I call it, of Blandlord and also Fool's Union. And what tracks were you getting here, Gunner? Glad you asked, Gunner. You'll hear Sun Explorers, Hyperdrunk, Dog Bite from Blandlord. And we'll also hear Breakthrough from Fool's Union, Under the Thunder from them as well. But starting things off, here's Safety Box, Fool's Union, on Steel City Music. Is that the name of the show? Yeah. Fridays from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m.? Does that make sense? On the Hawk? I guess it does. Don't know where it's going, but I'm wondering what's the truth. I guess I love myself more than I love you. Don't know where it's going, so I'm thinking what's the use. You got to let me go, but I'm stuck like glue. You are emotionless. You love to watch me going lonely in the safety deposit.
I'm not afraid to die. And if you back that up with the idea that just playing those great songs in your great live band is enough reward for you, then you're f***ing set. But you gotta be badass. You just have to be really good.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
More music in minutes.
The Government of Canada and public health experts are taking action to protect Canadians from COVID-19. Protect yourself and others, especially those with medical conditions and older adults. Wash your hands often. Avoid touching your face. Cough or sneeze into your arm and disinfect surfaces. You should also avoid crowded places. Avoid all non-essential travel outside of Canada. And if you're sick, stay home. To learn more, visit canada.ca/coronavirus. A message from the Government of Canada.
Support local talent. Support Hamilton.
I thought you might like it.
Hamilton Music.
Jesse Lanza. Oh,
yeah.
Capital. Steve Deeps.
Local Hamilton talent.
I know, right?
Ladies Diversity. And gentlemen, our very own Tragically Hip.
Hey, my name is Cord Sinclair from Tragically Hip. Coming up in this country, become very aware very quickly that Canada punches above its weight culturally, musically, and it's because of the live music venues. This is a difficult country to tour, and going back and forth and the distance between the venues, you either have to get good real quick or you quit. And that's our strength. And right now, our live music venues from coast to coast to coast are in serious trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what musicians would do without live music venues. The music industry has not been kind ever, really, to the artists. But the last 20 years have seen artists' ways of supporting themselves winnowed away. Until we're down to playing live, that's it. No one's making money off Spotify or YouTube, really. Not enough to make a living. You make your living plying your trade in the clubs and music venues. And if they start to go under, and it's looking like they're going to, we're all in trouble. There will be no Tragically Hip, there will be no bands. You know, they'll exist online, I guess, but no one will be able to do it as a career. It's a pretty dire situation, and I just hope people appreciate that. I hope the governments appreciate that, and we need to act immediately to support clubs and live music, and it's a cultural issue for this country, an issue of cultural survival.
Absolutely. Before we can export our culture around the world, we have to make sure that young men and women from Victoria, British Columbia, know music from St. John's, Newfoundland, and from Nunavut, and all over the country. And that requires venues for the young musicians to come and play and perform and earn their money and preserve the great culture of this country.
For more information, visit supportcanadianvenues.ca.
Looking for a way to connect with your community from home this summer? Do you have a unique knowledge of a particular genre of music or a subject? If you have access to a modest home recording setup, you could produce your very own radio show for the Hawk 101.5 FM from your bedroom, basement, or garage. As our studios are currently closed to the public due to COVID-19 health precautions, all of our weekly radio shows are being produced off-site by our dedicated volunteers. If you're interested in community media making and you feel there's something underrepresented on the Hawk airwaves, get in touch with us. Go to 1015thehawk.ca and click on the contact link and send us a message. We'll help you get started to make great radio from home. Share your voice with the Hawk 101.5 FM.
Yes, we put that garden in. And yes.
Steel City Music.
Is live music starting to happen in Hamilton, Ontario again? I guess it is, to an extent. Special situation at the Club Absinthe. They have a giant window behind the stage, which opens up, and the bands can play on the stage and project out on the patio. Isn't that crazy? All of that is happening on August 15th, which is a Saturday, folks. And on the bill for this one is Lindy, who we got coming up, we're going to spin, as well. Athanase. And Rosie Rose, who is the singer of Stellar Ash, which I'm kind of at a loss that I got to Google that and follow up on that one. So there you go. It's a pay what you can kind of vibe. Social distancing is in effect. So first come, first serve. And it's a 19 plus show. What's the time on that sucker? Around 8 o'clock, I believe. Yeah. So there you go. So you know, Saturday, not a bad thing. Club Absinthe is at 38 King William Street here in Hamilton, Ontario. You can find out more information on the Steel City Music page. Just click on that and click on events and it's right there. Or go to Club Absinthe as well and check out their website and stuff. So there you go. We'll do all that fun. So we'll spin some of that in just a little bit. So how is your Friday going? How is your week going? How is your month going? We're gearing up. We're getting into September now. And things are starting to things are opening up here in Southern Ontario and especially here around Hamilton. I noticed that the other day that they said our spike count went up a little bit with the COVID. We were getting a couple new cases, even though we didn't have any new cases here in Hamilton. So we were doing really good, and then now we're having a couple cases. So I'm kind of getting a little you kind of figure that's going to happen, right? Because we have a COVID fatigue kind of vibe that's happening, where we've been sort of separated for so long, the sun's out, and we're doing our best to socially distance, but we're just getting a little bit tired of it. So I think we're going to have to keep up the vigilance just a little bit more. Just keep it in the front of mind. I mean, how can you not, given the fact that we're inundated with the media every day, and it's what we talk about every day. Do you limit yourself on how much you talk about COVID? Or how much exposure you get to it from others in regards to the media and chit-chat. I know I'm a little bit drained from people sending me false information on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I find that a lot of the stuff that I'm reading is just so agenda-driven, it's unreal. Especially, I particularly get frustrated when I see things like anti-maskers and stuff like that. Oh, more hugs, less masks. And I'm going, no, more masks. And I'll hug you later on. I'll give you a great big hug in about 2 or 3 years when maybe we get this thing under control, or maybe a year. But please put the mask on. And if you can't because of specific reasons, like breathing reasons, you know, and the doctor says you can't wear it and you have some sort of problem with that, then yeah, I get it totally. But don't do stuff like that. That's just silly, right? Do we really need to see any more old people or immune people get sick and have tubes put in their throat? I don't think we need to see this anymore. Gonna be honest with you, I'm getting a little tired of seeing their premiere every day on TV talk about COVID. I didn't really want to see that much of them, to be honest. I'm not a big fan. What a thing to say. Not a big fan. Whatever. I try not to get too political on my show, but really, he kind of bugs me. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So coming up in this set of music, you'll hear some Athanase and some Lindy for you. But we'll start things off. Turns to you, Lindy, here on Steel City Music.
Will you hold me forever? Never take your lips off mine, 'cause we're in this together till the end of time. So let's go make some memories, and let's make those moments last. Just being who we are right now, and forget all about the past. Some things you just can't predict. predict. Oh, but if we only knew how big our hearts will grow and just how fast my world turns to you. Ah, honey, let's leave the lights on so that all our scars can show. Feel the warm and peaceful evening breeze. Tell everyone we know. Flying through the night sky on a sliver of a moon, but nothing quite compares waking up in your room. Some things you just can't predict. Oh, but if we only knew how big our hearts will grow and just how fast my find a place to hide away, for love to take a stand. We can dance the night away. Just come on, take my hand. Some things you just can't predict. Oh, but if we only knew how big our hearts will grow and just how fast my world turns to you. And just how fast my if my eyes do not deceive, I have found you without me, and now I see you time and time and time again. No, I never want this to end, and I can stop pretending, 'cause you are real to me, my love. Go from here to the eastern hemisphere. Watch the shadows rise and fall as we fall for love. It's like an ancient china cup. I will not remain all broken up. You hold me like a treasure, like I will always be enough. This was meant to be a protest song, but the politics were wrong. Not a time to be sublime. I can only sing these love songs since I met you. This is where we start. It's the state of the heart. I go to speak, I only want to kiss your cheek, to have us something we can keep, and make it beautiful. So we should see things from afar and understand just who we are. From the highest mountain tops, you are beautiful to me. This was meant to be a protest song, but the politics were wrong. Not a time to be sublime. I can only sing these love songs since I met you. This is where we start. It's the state of the heart. Not a time to be sublime. Let's leave the politics behind. We don't have to toe the party line, 'cause I hear a calling from the end of time. Was meant to be a protest song, but the politics were wrong. Not a time to be sublime. I can only sing these love songs since I met you. This is where we start. It's the state of the heart. drunk sailor. The fables are true. There are ghosts in the water. The weight of them is new awake. Oh, the ocean and I never sleep. Well, I stay by the moon with the salt on my lips. There's a yell in my heart as I puff for your kiss. We've been hiding for weeks and it's cold. And I so wish that I could come home. But we sail for inland, though the sea's opportunity. When we make port, it's a fortune we'll grab. We'll make something for ourselves. And I send for you my Annabelle. This container is calling, the ocean is mean.
In minutes.
The Government of Canada and public health experts are taking action to protect Canadians from COVID-19. Protect yourself and others, especially those with medical conditions and older adults. Wash your hands often. Avoid touching your face. Cough or sneeze into your arm and disinfect surfaces. You should also avoid crowded places. Avoid all non-essential travel outside of Canada. And if you're sick, stay home. To learn more, visit canada.ca/coronavirus. A message from the Government of Canada.
Support the Hamilton scene.
It's a fact. It's the greatest city in the history of mankind.
The 905. Hamilton Music.
Lee Harvey Osmond.
Jeremy Fisher.
Did I call your name? Did you hear me singing that song I wrote for you? You're so the same, but you're so different, I didn't recognize you.
My Flying Machine.
This sounds built of love and pure affection. The two of us are really left alone. We might want to just leave for a vacation, but we return. It's what we built here is home.
Come get a taste.
Diversity.
Your Phase Radio.
Mondays, 8 to 10. Featuring The Dill.
What's up?
And Tom Flood.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. All right, it's the yin and the yang. It's like, you're really cool, and I'm just like, whatever.
On the Hawk, 101.5 FM.
What really f***ing annoys me about books is when you go to the bookshop and you'll see a book. The book will be titled The Happiness of the Homosexual Squirrel. And I'll say, what's that book about? And she said, oh, it's about drug addicts. I'm just like, what the f***ing is that title then? You know, How to Catch a Hippo. What's that about? Oh, it's about one woman's f***ing erotic journey across f***ing Eastern Europe. People who write books are f***ing idiots. I met a few. They think they're above everybody else. Honestly, you think I'm arrogant? I've met a few authors in my time and just like, really? You wrote a f***ing book called The Happiness of the Giraffe.
Now back to Steel City Music.
Hey folks, it's your old pal Gunner here from Steel City Music, and on the line with me right now is Meg Roos. She's a part of a label that just started up here in Hamilton, Ontario called Well Pal. They are actually launching the new label with two acts currently on it, Delta Days, and also, what's the other one, Meg?
It's Brian Cuddy out of Toronto.
Brian Cuddy out of Toronto. But yeah. Before we get to all of that stuff, Meg has also been a long, long time squirrel exterminator here in Hamilton. She has her own business, but she will come to your yard and kill all your squirrels to get so they don't destroy your tomato crop that you are currently growing.
Oh my God, I'm going to get hate mail.
No, I'm just joking.
I love animals.
She loves animals. But we just had a quick chit-chat before the interview, and I thought it was funny. I should share with you that she's in the midst of having a nervous breakdown because a squirrel is taunting her from her backyard.
It's the worst.
It's so relatable, though.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like I'm living in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Right.
Yeah, it's awful.
All right. Well, I just like to say this to everyone so everyone can relate. They know who you are now, Meg. They suffer with you. All right. So tell us about Well Pal Records. How did this, what's the genesis of this new label?
So basically, it's me, my husband Dan, and my brother Ethan. And it just kind of formed out of COVID when I've been at home and my husband's been working from home. And Ethan, who's actually in the band Delta Days, he's been mastering this new album with Mike Keir. And the three of us were just keep getting together and having these porch beers on our socially distanced porch. Mm-hmm. We just kept talking about the industry and bands and how everyone's kind of just out there on their own and trying to figure out how to be heard or noticed. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there's this pandemic and no one can tour, especially when you're putting out a new record that's pretty big. It's a big source of money touring. And it's also getting your music heard outside of that bubble of your city. Because it's like you can pump it out all the time, but when people are going to all these shows, they get to see new music and hear new music. So it's that word of mouth thing. So we decided we were going to do this Well Pal Records. And it was born on our porch thanks to COVID.
Now, did you have any, I'm saying what you just said about Ethan and everything, have you had any background in doing any of this or something similar before?
No, I mean, my family's all kind of musical, and I grew up I was a photographer, so I've been around all the bands for a really, really long time. And my husband Dan's had a music blog, and he had a radio show, and now he's in marketing. And then we were big fans of the Hamilton community for a long time, the music community. Right. And then we got old, and with Ethan, he's young, he's like in his early 20s. We kind of fell in love with this whole scene all over again, and we've been going out to shows. And so it's been something we've always kind of wanted to be a part of. And thanks to COVID, we're not doing anything else, and especially something that we love so much. It's just been fun and easy to kind of have this like passion project.
So it's born of a passion project. And you guys do have a skill set that lends to it. You have been exposed to all of it then through the photography. Yeah. You mentioned that Dan had a radio show. Oh, what station was he on?
He was on Mohawk. It was called Hello Fidelity, I think it was called.
I don't think you should listen to this interview if you can't remember what show he had.
Yeah, it was Hello Fidelity, and he also had another one he did with Jackson Budecki, but the name escapes me.
Was that at CFMU or was that at C101, where it's now known as The Hawk?
Yeah, I think it was C101.
Wow, that is a long time ago. Yeah, what's Dan's last name? Dan Roos?
Roos, yeah, Roos.
Right. Do you know that there was a guy that was in the program director of that radio station and was also in the program that graduated, actually gave Dan his first shot at radio, and that was me.
Yes, Gunner. Yes, yeah. I know. He did give me a little lay down. He's so nice. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, say hello to Dan for me. I have not seen or heard from that cat in years. I'm so glad that this is, well, now that I'm meeting his wife, that's great. Yeah. That's so awesome. I'm really happy that we're chatting about this new thing. Yeah. So you were doing the photography aspect to all of this. So you did have an inclination and a look-see into how things are working.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, with this whole starting up the new label, as you said, about the pandemic, is there anything that you guys are looking to do with the label that other people are not doing? I know this is kind of like a heavy question, but do you have some insight that things you want to try?
So, yeah, I mean, basically right now we're just trying to build a community and provide that sense of community and just be a resource for bands. Because, like, if you look at Hamilton right now, we're losing all these small pockets of the music scene with, like, the loss of the St. Hollywood and Haven, even the Staircase, right, had its own, like, music scene as well, with their open mics and stuff. So I just feel like, you know, this is the time to give that back. And even though we're doing it from our couch, we're just trying to help out right now. Right. There's no contracts. We're not taking money. It's just this smack on the back kind of handshake deal.
Right. So when you're talking about a sense of community, will you be taking on specific styles of music that you can help with, or will it be all styles of music? Because I find that there's so many different styles, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to overextend yourself. So what type of music are you looking for when you start building this community?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically right now, it's what we know and we listen to and what we have experience with is the rock scene, right? It's like Delta Days are a rock band. Brian Cuddy is kind of like a folky rock.
Sure.
That sort of thing. We're just trying to build something where they can rely on each other too and help them push past where they could get on their own. We don't have the resources that a major label would have.
I don't think there are any major labels anymore to be honest.
No, I know, but or just a bigger label. It's like we're a step stool to help elevate the band. Sure. You know, maybe their fan base will grow, or maybe they'll suddenly be on a radar of like a bigger label with that resource. It's much harder for artists to do that on their own, and I think there's like some sort of power in a collective or a community like this.
So would it be safe to assume that artists that you are assigning, they'll be relatable to each other's music and each other's fan bases?
Yeah, for sure. And that's that whole helping each other out as well, not just Dan and I and Ethan just, you know, sending things out or building things kind of behind the scenes, but they can rely on each other as well. Hey, this is Meg from Well Pal Records. You can check us out on Instagram and Bandcamp. And here's the new single, Johnny, from Delta Days on Steel City Music.
Johnny was a kid, always working on his muscle car. No straight A's, school wouldn't take him far. Wrong kid, wrong town, Roger said he had a job uptown. Do you really want this life anymore? Weight upon your shoulder that won't weigh no more. You will not live forever, you cannot run away. Always find a good one when there's nothing left to say. You will not live forever, you cannot run away. Always find a good one when there's nothing left to say. The speed into the beat and the rhymes of the radio man.
Johnny sang to pass the time. Roger said you are the best, so Johnny laughed, I must confess. Do you really want this life anymore? Wait upon your shoulder, love.